I mean, amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Dieting is difficult. Hot yoga is hard. Spin class is tough with a tough instructor. But you know what's easy? Taking the exact vitamins and supplements that are just right for you. So don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for you. Personalized daily packs filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements delivered to your door each month. And it all starts with a simple quiz. Look, the journey may be hard, but this part, it's easy. Go to GNCforYou.com. Take the free quiz.
Today is November 4th, National Candy Day. Yes, because 4 days after Halloween is the perfect time to promote candy. So step around the kids' pillowcases full of treats, the bowl full of fun-sized chocolates you never handed out, and head to the store. It's National Candy Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four, but it looks like five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Steve Rappaport. No testimony today in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. All four administration officials scheduled to appear refused to show.
National security lawyer John Eisenberg and Michael Ellis, White House aide Robert Blair, and Brian McCormick from the Office of Management and Budget. Democrats were especially interested in questioning Eisenberg, who took the step of moving the transcript of the president's call with the president of Ukraine into the White House's most classified computer system.
Fox's Kristen Fisher in Washington. Meanwhile, House Democrats released the first set of transcripts from the probe. The search is on for two accused killers who escaped from a Central California jail yesterday.
The two individuals were able to identify a blind spot that we have and in this particular housing unit.
Monterey County Sheriff's Captain John Thornburg. And a trio of Wall Street milestones. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 all closing at record highs. America is listening to Fox News.
Today's show is sponsored by What's Up With That?
What's Up With That?
You ever notice girls will go back to the guy that did a number on her 1,000 times, but won't go back to the lady at the nail salon that messed up her manicure just once? What's up with that?
What's up with that?
I think that's women. They
hold a grudge.
I've seen it. Well, no, I've seen them go back to the toxic guy over and over again. I guess I was that toxic guy in a few instances long ago.
But you mess up one fingernail.
Yeah. Or a haircut that you have to grow out of, forget it. I mean, I think there's probably been some things committed in, not murder, but the salons are a place of passion.
Oh, yeah.
Slit tires.
If you want to... Just saying. How did we get into this? You know, this show started over here, and now it's over here, but that's business. We call that business as usual on Happy Hour. All right, so Rosie, I would like a complete update on the number of people who have swarmed the phones at 272-9228 to become part of our focus group tomorrow night at the pizza place. Free pizza for the first 10 to sign up.
Two so far, but we're just getting started.
Our number is 272-9228. What's a focus group? We are inviting your feedback on this show, the morning show, and we're feeding you great pizza from the pizza place. It's fun. We just sit around
and chat.
It's a really nice place.
This is your show. This is how you make it more so. So if you're interested, if you got an hour between 6 and 7 to join us, call us at 272-9228. You can call for any reason you want. No limits. I want to go back briefly to see if there's anything remotely funny left in this SNL skit from Saturday night where Kate McKinnon plays Liz Warren at an Iowa rally.
Yeah. Hi, sorry, I have a follow-up because I'm annoying. You said your plan would cost $20.5 trillion, but other economists have said it could cost $34 trillion.
Right, okay, let me stop you right there. And we're talking trillions. You know, when the numbers are this big, they're just pretend. there ain't no Scrooge McDuck vault. Right? You ready to get red-pilled? Money doesn't exist. It's just a promise from a computer. You might as well say it costs 14 nonjillion over 12 a D10. You know, same difference. All right, next. Who we got?
Sorry, Senator, I'm going to need to see the math on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to see the map? Okay, I'll show you. Look at this. Here. Yeah. Do you understand this? I do. I could explain it to you, but you'd die. Okay. Next question. Yes, you there.
Hi, I'm terrified of the doctor, and my husband is one. But that's a separate problem. My question is, how are we going to get swing voters on board with a radical idea like universal health care?
Ooh, way to subtly ask if I'm electable. Careful. That's my kink. Yeah. See, look, you know why lobbyists are so against universal health care? They're afraid you're gonna like it. Because it's awesome.
I'm not really doubled over with laughter yet, because I understand the point they're making, and this is totally insane, this whole thing. Remember what Obamacare was going to do? How was that sold to us? I could have gone longer.
That was good, yeah, man. We got to have the time you on that. It's good.
Well, the average family will save $2,500 a year. Yeah. No, they didn't. This company, our boss should get a medal for trying to keep us insured at even a much higher rate with fewer benefits. That's how it worked out for us. I almost said a word that I might have said if Rosie wasn't here, but...
And I'm sure that the insurance costs are astronomical because we have a relatively small staff, and it's astronomically...
Yeah. If you watch TV for 10 minutes at this time of the year, you're going to see nothing but Medicare ads.
Right.
Now, Medicare for all. Well, what about Medicare for the people who get it? If it's so great, why do they have to buy all these supplemental plans that have zero copays and whatever? If it's Medicare, isn't it supposed to cover everything?
It doesn't.
You got to buy health insurance on top of your free health insurance.
Oh, that's why I keep seeing all those commercials.
So Medicare for all is like, we're going to screw everybody now. You'll be paying... I'm already paying that little, I see that withdrawal on my paycheck for Medicare. Why shouldn't I get something? Yeah, you'll get it. You'll get it good when you're eligible. So, why, and it's funny. I thought from a marketing standpoint alone, that would be dead in the water, Medicare for all, because that's for old people, isn't it? And I'm only 26. Why would I want to be on Medicare,
And Medicare's not free, Greg. It comes out of your benefit. I mean, you pay for it when you start receiving Social Security.
Paid for it for my entire working. And I look at those. People don't pay attention to their withholdings. You got to take a look and see what they're whacking you for something you won't use in 10, 20, 30 or years or more. And it's still not going to cover everything. They've been taking money from people since 1965 for this scam. And it covers like, what, 80%? Well, if you have a serious surgery or cancer or something that requires ongoing treatment and those bills get past the six-figure mark, 20% of $200,000 is $40,000. And you're stuck for that unless you have supplemental insurance. And I don't even know if those cover all of it. They don't, it just, Medicare for all, isn't that fair? I think what's really going on is that the economy and its state of growth and health is probably selling some of the people your age, Seth Spotlow, on capitalism and why it's better. The example I go to is the commercial that Amazon is running nationally, trying to hire people. And what are they offering? A $15 starting wage, immediate health benefits, not waiting 30, 60, 90 days like they do at some companies before you qualify for their health insurance plan. You get it immediately. And they're offering educational benefits and things like that. That's what Amazon has to do to get somebody interested in working in one of their warehouses.
And the way they sell it is, wow, why would they hire me? They're just going to put me to school and then ship me off somewhere.
Right. So I can go work somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
But that's what happens in a great economy when companies have to compete for good employees. That's how the whole healthcare thing at work got started. Companies added it as a premium to attract people. Yeah, we'll pay you this, and then you'll be part of our insurance, and you and your family and everything else. I was in my 30s before I even knew I had healthcare coverage. Seriously. I found out because I was driving my convertible Corvette up A1A one sunny afternoon to visit the Whitehall Mansion on Palm Beach, which is a great place. That's the place where I felt the ghosts. And something spun up from a tire from a car in front of me, and my eyes started to bother me. It started to itch, and it bugged me the whole time we were there. And by the time I got back, it just got worse and worse. So I had to go to a ophthalmologist the next day. He put my head in a vise. I swear, there was no way you could move. I was awake, and he sprayed something to desensitize the eye. And it was weird because I had to keep the eye open, obviously, and I could see him with this little surgical tool, and he picked the debris off the eyeball, and it felt better immediately. This is 1986, and it cost $480 for that little procedure. I was in and out of there in an hour, and I paid the bill. And I was talking about it at work the next day, and I said, well, we have health insurance for that. What do you mean? Bring the at that time, you'd bring the bill in to the office manager, and she would process it, and then you get a check in the mail. For whatever part of that money you laid out, you would get back. That's how I found out I had health insurance.
Not anymore.
No, well, at least now they've got it so you don't have to go through that step, because that was, you know, snail mail and everything else. Now it's all computerized. But when I look at some of the statements I get from Blue Cross and what's covered and what they pay the doctor and yada, 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 we negotiated this.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That tells you why many doctors don't want to go into private practice.
So you look at, and with us, we had a $500 annual deductible when I first started working here. And thanks to...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
$2,250 a year. And the cost of the company is ridiculous. I know the number for not, you know, it's outrageous. So we don't need any Medicare for All or any of your other schemes, Elizabeth Big Chief Warren, you fake Indian, you culturally appropriating woman. Your CBD store is the place to go for CBD products, now totally legal. There's no high in these. They're just incredibly effective for pain, topical creams for pain, oil tinctures, water solubles and gummies for better sleep, less anxiety, things that you may be taking prescription drugs for. These can actually be much more effective. But to get the straight scoop, I recommend you visit your CBD store and talk to Marissa and Lori and ask questions and find out about the products and what they can do for you. They also have a line of pet treats, and they're incredibly effective. These I can speak to from personal experience. These CBD products have really done miracles. Dog, a good friend of mine has, with the symptoms of Cushing's disease, which is very debilitating for dogs, immediately relieve those. My Briscoe, who was hopping around on three legs, we gave him the CBD products. He slept and rested, and in 3 days, he was just fine. The list goes on. They're worth looking into as potential solutions, alternative solutions for you. Totally legal and no high in these. Your CBD store is easy to find. Just go south by the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. They're right across from the Adams Drugs Renfro location there, facing east, and they're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Their number is 593-0818 for your CBD store.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on the beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. If you hadn't ever been here, y'all were easy to get to. You go to I-65, take the North Boulevard exit, then take that first exit, that's Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right and turn right and turn right again. That's three times. Follow it to the end of the road. You'll find us sitting down here on the river. We're a family restaurant. We cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf. We fry it, we steam it, and we grill it. Y'all, we got some good old some shrimp from Argentina, kind of tastes like a lobster. Got those royal red shrimp out of the steamer. Got a good old ribeye, some amberjack, snapper, grouper on the grill. So I know you're getting hungry. We'll fix you something good to eat. Let's talk about good times on the river, because Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, we'll bring you another incredible blues show. This week out of Memphis, the Ghost Town Blues Band is back for a second engagement. We loved them the first time. Man, some fine instruments, some fine players, and good music. So check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu and a music menu, and you can see what's going on, so you can get down here soon and come hungry, because we're looking for you.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to 33 Main Street. Hurricane damage on roadways. Major flooding.
When minutes matter, and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Montgomery City Council is revisiting an ordinance that requires panhandlers be jailed for at least 2 days. It's been amended to criminalize passing money or objects through car windows to someone on a public road. This makes the act punishable with fines or jail time. The council is set to vote again on the ordinance tomorrow. And longtime state school board member Ella Bell has died. She represented District 5 for 19 years, including parts of Montgomery and much of West Alabama. She was 71 years old. Plus, former lead academy principal Nicole Ivey is suing Montgomery's first charter school. She says the school tries to discourage special needs students enrollment in order to boost revenue and academic achievement. Ivey is accusing the academy of breaching her contract, supporting a culture of nepotism, and discriminating against students with special needs. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a warming trend underway this week. The big event this week is a late-week front that will bring in more rain, then sharply colder air by the end of the week. Our forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, a warmer day, low 70s tomorrow, mid-70s Wednesday and Thursday still dry. Good chance of rain arrives on Thursday night as a front enters the state, and that cold front will deliver sharply colder air beginning Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no new accidents to tell you about in the Montgomery area right now. We are seeing a lot of people getting off work and hitting the highways. Big upswing in traffic on I-65 and 85 outbound from downtown. Boulevard's a little heavier, and we're picking up more cars on the Atlanta Highway outbound as well as 231 to Wetumpka. And we've got this for the folks up in the Wetumpka area. A lot of people take Highway 111 from Wetumpka up to Slap Out, Holtville Road, and Crenshaw. That's about a mile or two out from Wetumpka on 111. We have an overturned vehicle. Watch out for emergency vehicles there and use caution in the area. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll bank them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I dropped my hot pocket.
You did?
What time is it?
It's time for the roll call. This is when we start to have a little fun.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Ooh, I hate it when that happens.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
Whack, whack.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
One of us is crazy and it's not you.
You gotta have something.
I'll have what she's having.
Clear!
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Stop trying to be your
hero. Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
That's evil.
Go back to ISIS.
It's too cold for me.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I'm not trying to be your
hey,
hero.
It's Enrico Palazzo!
Oh, my God.
It's too low to see.
Get used to disappointment.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
Stop scratching your tell me where it is.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What a bunch of crap.
And I'm not stopping.
Oh, yeah.
Believe you me.
Houston, we have a problem.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty, yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
What's that smell? That's marijuana. They're smoking pot down there.
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
You're tuned into the only show that still uses 8-track tapes.
That is great radio.
You gotta have
something
if you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing.
Let's get nuts.
You gotta have something.
Only $50.
If you wanna be with me.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
Gotta have something.
And the reviews will come streaming in.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm picking my way through those. I'm putting some new ones in every day. Thank you, Rusty Aldrich, for your help with that.
That is great.
Well, now we're supposed to have fun.
Woo! Yes. Let's.
I have a... By the way, I put this on Facebook. Oh, that.
Your article.
Your article is amazing.
Well, that's very kind of you to say that.
But I'm not sucking up.
I am not here to receive praise.
You want to hear me suck up? You
I look compliment really good every today. Once in a while.
Yeah. Did you hear him? You look really good today.
You look good today, man. That's me sucking up. Oh. I learned that from Joey.
Hey, these are the reviews are coming in.
Woo, 9-9.
Yeah, I got a 9-9 from Michael Goodman, a 9-9 from Richard Taylor. Wow.
Yeah, man, it was awesome. You were on point. Your finger was a-flapping, and I love it when sometimes his finger kind of slides and is up.
You know? And then he gets that look on his
face. Yeah, man.
Oh, I get a look at my face?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This could be an important call. Woo. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Connie.
Awesome.
Hi, Connie. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm going to try to get through this without coughing. I got kind of a throat thing going on right now. But anyway, you were talking about that clip of the dog trainer saying Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yes.
Well, that was Saturday night. I was listening to Terry Adams, which I do every Saturday night, so I didn't see it. But I have a daughter who stays on Twitter, apparently, and it was all over Twitter right after it happened. So, it, you know, they'll about 2 hours, 3 hours later, they re-show that program.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband taped it, and he watched it. And when it got to that segment, they put a clip of the dog show. They had taken it off.
They did.
Oh. And I got online then and found the tape, and it stopped at 31 minutes and 42 seconds, which is an hour or so. So the tape online, anywhere I look, cut it off.
Wow.
So they quickly moved to take that out.
Well, that's the new Fox, man. I don't know what the Murdoch, if they're rebelling against their old man or what, but Fox did not make its name or build itself into the entity it did by that kind of nonsense.
No, but, they've gone liberal now. I've given up on everybody except online and Terry.
The guy that does the hourly news that we carry in the morning is the most smug, smarmy, I just want to bitch slap him. Excuse me. Didn't mean to go sit there and spoil the fun. With the way, like today, have you heard the latest fake Fox News poll?
Oh, yes.
It's a joke. The last one was a joke. Biden's going to beat Trump by 12 points.
But I saw another one that there was three. I can't think of the guy's name, but he's very reliable. But anyway, three other polls showed Trump winning by a landslide.
Yes, and if you look at the swing states, he's got them there big time because the swing states, they're rolling with the Trump economy. It's states like New York who are on a suicide mission through attrition. Their tax base is leaving. None of the media talked about that.
When
you question Trump's sincerity when he said, "I hate to turn my back on New York." Trump was one of the people that helped build Manhattan out of the dust and debris that it was becoming
Absolutely.
In the early 80s. He
Absolutely.
Revitalized Manhattan along with Rudy, and that was, I don't know what happened there. It's the center of commerce in this country, and you got a jerk off like, pardon me, who's that fathead?
De Blasio.
Yeah, De Blasio. Oh,
and
Comrade De Blasio, whose wife is as corrupt as a 7th Avenue hooker after midnight, who steals from the city treasury blindly. I don't understand.
They've committed so many criminal acts. That's why they got to get rid of them, because it's being uncovered.
It must be. I just don't understand. You are turning your back on the very thing that made Manhattan the most important city in the world. And it's a joke. You got AOC. This is the best you can do. A 29-year-old bartender who hates the cops is out there cheering on F the police at rallies. Really?
Yeah.
What cop would want to protect her? Sorry, bony ass. Excuse me.
Don't forget, Biden's still a hair sniffer.
Oh, yes. And a poll that shows him. He doesn't even know where he is in the room. They show him ahead of Trump. Are you kidding me?
Biden has a 12-point lead. I'd like to see Joe. I believe that when Joe can count backwards from 12 to 1 without asking for help. Yeah.
Well, really, it's gotten to, and as much of a criminal as he is, as much as I don't like him, it hurts to watch some clips of him now. It really does.
Yeah, it does. I agree with you.
Somebody needs to pull him off the circuit because, I mean, like the other day, he was, instead of facing the audience, he was looking for the camera, and he was talking, giving a speech, turning and facing a screen behind him. You know, and he doesn't know where he is. I'm like, people, this is embarrassing.
Oh, Trump receives mixed reactions at UFC. Bull crap. Listen, watch him at the game. They're going to go nuts. He went to D.C. where you got a bunch of fat-ass lobbyists and ne'er-do-wells filling the ballpark.
But the liberal heads are exploding because the Nats went to the White House and had a good time. And, that was, they just can't stand that.
Yeah, but if any ball player from any sport had declined to go see Obama because they didn't like his politics, they would have been driven out of the game. Whoa!
Yep.
I think at some point you've made enough money. When do you make enough money, Obama? You just bought another $60 million house on Martha's Vineyard, which you said would be floating under polar ice melt.
Yep, that's how I feel. Sometimes I just want to go out and scream that off.
Well, I'll do it for you.
Idiots. Thank you. All right, talk to y'all later.
Thank you for the call.
Bye, Connie.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Normally, I'd look for something weird or quirky for this feature. and still electrifying. But today, we've got to give it to the market. All the major indexes set new highs. The economy is thriving. So to those of you who are invested and invested well, congratulations. It was a good day for you. And I think they'll continue. Look, whenever you wonder what direction the country's going in, take a look at Wall Street and how they're reacting to the news. They know this impeachment thing is nothing more than a political stunt. There's nothing there. And when are the American people going to say, all right, we had 2 years of Russia, 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 nothing. Mueller report was an exoneration. And now we went through, what was the last garbage? I can't keep up with it. Now we have witnesses. Trump said yesterday as he was, I think, arriving or departing, I don't recall, that the day is coming soon when these people, this seditious military guy, Vindman, he disobeyed an order from the commander-in-chief when he did this. This isn't a whistleblower. This is a political activist in the military, and they're not supposed to do that. I read a thing yesterday from a guy who worked with him, who was in the military with him, and dressed him down for talking to the Russians, making jokes about America while in conversation with Russia, and basically putting America down, and especially the people that weren't on board with the great one, Mr. Obama. There's a lot coming.
Yeah, and something's going to happen to him.
When it comes, it's going to be, yeah. These are not patriotic Americans. They are people with a political agenda, and I think they're going to pay a terrible price. Look, we had our fill of Obama after 1 year, and the Tea Party was formed, and a lot of 63 congressional seats changed. Eventually, the Senate changed. But Mitt Romney didn't fight too hard, and we managed to reelect that idiot. So Trump comes along, and I believe that he reacted not for the attention. He just said, I can do a better job than these political hacks that have been running this thing since forever. The last real president we had was Ronald Reagan. Bush brought hope, Bush the first, because he was Reagan's guy. But I think he was picked specifically because the Republican Party told him to pick George Herbert Walker Bush, because it was never the same. But I stood in front of a TV set on January 20th, 1981, as news that the Iranian hostages were being released, because they knew that Reagan would stick a missile up their sorry butts if they didn't get released. They were on their way. And I remember a liberal friend of mine at the time saying, Jimmy Carter negotiated that as his last act in office. I said, how stupid can you be?
He sent a bunch of military guys over there. They were on the way, a bunch of planes, and they didn't organize everything very well. And a bunch of military guys died.
That was, yes, they attempted
to go get them,
and I think 22 service people were killed. Two helicopters collided or something.
Yeah, quite a few of them, and then that, because of that happening, that's why the military is like it is now, or at least that's how they explained it.
The military should never be infiltrated by political hacks, but, you know, look, I remember one of the funniest lines in the history of the show, All in the Family. Meathead and Archie are arguing, the liberal conservative points of view at the time.
You are a meathead.
And Meathead is screaming about the military-industrial complex, which was a legitimate concern then and is today. It's probably what got JFK killed, in part. And Meathead argues, Eisenhower was the guy that warned us about that. And Archie, thinking, you know, it's from Meathead, it's got to be baloney, says, Eisenhower was a great president who never did nothing. Or he never said nothing. I mean, it was hilarious, because that's kind of what I was. But he did make that point towards the end of his term, and I think it was something that needs... why would they open the movie JFK, Oliver Stone's production, why would they open that movie with Eisenhower's speech? Because there is a direct connection. Mm-hmm. If you follow the dots, I've been watching JFK. I got to get into this with Terry Adams one of these Thursdays, because we're coming up on the anniversary again on the 22nd of the month. A former CIA guy with 21 years in the agency, decided that there was just too much missing information, too many unconnected dots, that the Warren Report was a piece of bullcrap designed to protect people. And he makes an awesome case. Now, he did the forensics tests and the, what do they call it when you do ammunition on bullets? I know this word, and I don't have it in my pocket at the moment. There's something else there. It's ballistics.
Yes.
Ballistics. He did the ballistics, and he's convinced that Oswald was the lone shooter. But he believes that Oswald was working with Alpha 66, which was a Cuban group, and they had a safe house right down the street from the bus Oswald took to escape after he shot Kennedy. And they painstakingly paint all these dots, and they take you to the house. As people that were there and witnessed this describe his demeanor that day and where he may have been headed. And it all adds up. It makes incredible sense. It's on Newsmax, this documentary. And the most important one is the Cuban connection. There was a lot of, you know, there is so many things to connect there. The JFK movie touches on that. The fact that the Bay of Pigs was a disaster. He let all of those people, didn't support them as promised. And then the CIA got back at him. That's part of the premise. Now, does that sound as ridiculous to you now, knowing what we know about people like John Brennan and no. James Clapper and these guys who are traitors, seditious, who think they should decide who's in the White House? And if it's somebody they don't like, they're going to pull out all the stops to get rid of them? This is why I'm telling you, Trump and JFK have annoyed the two same groups of people. Embedded government bureaucrats who are all about power and money and influence, and he is the biggest threat that's ever come along to their little party.
John Brennan's a communist.
He is. But of course it figures that Obama would see him as the perfect guy to run our intelligence agencies. Honest to God, it just blows my mind. So there you go. I don't know what I started out with there, but that's where I ended it. Because we got to take a break for the traffic now. You see, Mr. Electric brings you the most electrifying moment on this station. Reach out to them at 245-1566 for top-notch certified master electricians that give you an upfront price on the work you need done, whether it's a repair or an installation. Never mess with electricity. Have people that have experience and know what they're doing. They give you an upfront price. They come at the time they say they're going to come. They make it as convenient as they can for you. And all you pay for is the great result that they will leave you with. They clean up the mess from the install, whatever's done. And I am thrilled. We've had them do at least four, maybe five significant projects at the house. And I will call them again without hesitation. MrElectric.com for more info, or again, 245-1566 at 439. Back to the traffic dungeon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, it's that time of the day. A lot of folks are getting off work in downtown Montgomery, and we are seeing a lot of cars hit I-65 and 85 exiting downtown Montgomery. Use caution. The interstates are beginning to fill up. Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway out of downtown loading up as well. 231 to Wetumpka and 31 to Prattville are going to get a lot of business here in just a couple of minutes. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time. Buckle up, drive carefully, and please don't text and drive. Hey, you ain't got to fight with your dog to get a turkey leg at Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Bond Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Capital Pawn Shop or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Capital Pawn Shop, we're putting our money on you.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit NewsTalk931.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Former lead academy principal Nicole Ivey is suing Montgomery's first charter school. She says the school tries to discourage special needs students enrollment in order to boost revenue and academic achievement. Ivey's accusing the academy of breaching her contract, supporting a culture of nepotism, and discriminating against students with special needs. Plus, the Montgomery City Council is revisiting an ordinance that requires panhandlers be jailed for at least 2 days. It's been amended to criminalize passing money or objects through car windows to people on a public road. This makes the act punishable with fines or jail time. The council is set to vote again on the ordinance tomorrow. And longtime state school board member Ella Bell has died. She represented District 5 for 19 years, which includes parts of Montgomery and much of West Alabama. She was 71 years old. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a warming trend underway this week. The big event this week is a late-week front that'll bring in more rain, then sharply colder air by the end of the week. Our forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, a warmer day, low 70s tomorrow, mid-70s Wednesday and Thursday still dry. Good chance of rain arrives on Thursday night as a front enters the state, and that cold front will deliver sharply colder air beginning Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
When they change the time, it's dark out here and I have to drive. Look up and see the moon and stars while driving home from work in my car. Starts getting late a bit after four. Sun's going south, leaving the north. I get off work, walk out the door. I can't see sunlight anymore. Man, I really hate having shorter winter days. Why does the sun go away? Change.
Wait, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Here's some of the I Missed It news headlines you won't see on lamestream media. Muslim staffer for Hillary Clinton arrested for sexual abuse of mentally disabled teen.
Oh.
Yeah. Not that all politicians are responsible for the actions of those who work for them. Here's another one today. How many dead bodies are going to continue to turn up that are connected to the Clintons? For the longest time, anyone who has a connection to the Clintons and has any sort of dirt against them turns up dead. I don't care who you are. Nobody has that many close friends and coworkers commit suicide or die from mysterious causes or is murdered. And I have said this 1,000 times over the years talking about them. I don't care. Actually, you want to read something hilarious. Watch Snopes, because they have the Clinton body count. And they justify this list. It's like 50, 60 names and what really happened. And but what's there with this staggering list of names is how could one couple be connected to so many people who killed themselves? The mathematics on that are staggering. Just something about them. People they know just shoot themselves in the back of the head and walk to, you know, the mall in D.C. and just die. Kurt Smolik used to work for the Hillary Clinton State Department in Cambodia as a diplomatic security agent. Notably, he could be connected to the Pizzagate scandal. Now, suddenly, his body is being pulled out of the Potomac River. Cambodia is a country infamous for human trafficking, child sex tourism. The location where Smolik was stationed was a hotspot for this illegal activity. Possibly been privy to some damning information on Hillary Clinton. The fact is, another one turns up dead. It's starting to sound like a Queen song. Another one bites the dust. Ibrahim Al-Jahim, charged with 2 counts of criminal sexual misconduct involving 18-year-old male student at a school in Hamtramck, a community in Michigan that's a Muslim no-go zone. Why are we allowing that anywhere in this country? That should not be happening. But you've probably seen stories about Dearborn and no-go zones in the U.S. That is against everything we stand for. Yeah. That should not be happening.
What's Dearborn?
It's
Michigan.
It's a city that was built off the explosive growth of the automotive industry. But, you know, like so many other great cities that were run by Democrats for decades and decades, it deteriorated and it had a substantial Islamic population. And right now, I mean, we just passed a law here to prevent the practice or implementation of any Sharia law in the state of Alabama. They need to pass this same kind of thing in Michigan. Because they have used, to explain rapes and murders, honor killings, and that garbage has no place in American society under any. That is not religious freedom. It's very hard to feel religiously free when you're dead. And this goes on and on and on. But, you know, the media and its ever complicit effort to make sure that we don't know anything bad about anybody hides all this stuff. And AOC out there at a rally that's chanting the police. Nice. Ooh. Let's go back to it. Now that we've covered all the happy news, let's go back to... we are having another one of our listener focus groups tomorrow night at the pizza place. It's right off 85 from 6 to 7. And we're going to comp 10 guests. Anybody can come. Because the food's great, and we'd love to have as many people as possible, but the first 10 who add their name to the list will enjoy the pizza place at no charge. We're just going to ask a bunch of nosy questions.
And it's not just pizza, okay? Because pizza, because it's not just pizza. This sauce is great.
Yeah.
They do a buffet, and for these focus groups, you can try a dozen different types of pizza. They just keep bringing them out, and they are so good. The cheeseburger pizza is awesome. I mentioned that the white sauce and spinach on cheese.
The BLT is good.
The BLT is awesome. Yeah,
the pepperoni and the one with the combo is really good.
Yeah, it's all good. And if you would like to attend, call us at 272-9228 and get your name on the list. 4:51 already, though it feels like 5:51.
It does. Out there.
Yeah, yeah. The sun is setting early. It's by design.
Are you getting tired yet?
In here.
No, I'm okay. Uh-huh. It's like today I was really screwed up because usually I'm home, have a bite to eat, and I take an hour nap around 10:15, 10:30. But when I got home, it was really 11:15. So I slept. I was stayed awake through the. And once I do that, I can't go back. So there's an adjustment. This whole night, well, you get an extra hour of sleep, you should be able to. It's an illusion.
Yeah, it's in your head.
And your body is true to your routine. Mm-hmm. So you just can't flip a switch and turn it into, okay, I'm going to set my body clock back an hour. It doesn't work. 4:51, Fox Business. In just a sec, before we do that, Clark's can put money back in your pocket with a Clark's Club membership. That's how you make sure that your system's running efficiently, that you're not paying out like this. I'm telling you. I'm the dim bulb that should have called Clark's in June, waited till August to have what was obviously a problem when my electric bills started going into the mid-fives, like almost $200 higher than they were the previous year, so I called them out. Sure enough, something I'd never heard before, outside unit getting clogged up with grass clippings. Never knew I should shut the thing off at a time when the mower is busy, so it was like 90% inefficient. 1 month later, electric bill goes from, what was it, from 530 to 340. I forget the exact number, but it was very close to that. $190, bottom line, in 1 month. And it was still hot. This is not when the cool weather had come yet. So keep that in mind. And, of course, if you're a Clark's Club member, you get urgent care service if your heating, AC, or plumbing goes haywire. And that usually happens at a rather inconvenient time. Call them at 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. It's Clark's. Visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Fox Tonight, TV's most thrilling night, is back on an all-new Prodigal Son.
I'm not a perfect man.
If you haven't seen Fall's number one new show, this is the episode you cannot miss.
You were an absolutely terrible father.
Say that again. Say I was a terrible father!
But first, a heart-pounding all-new 911.
It's reckless. It's dangerous.
He needs to answer for what he's done.
911, followed by Prodigal Son. Tonight on Fox 20.
Well, we're moving on.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages closing at record highs on optimism about a near-term U.S.-China trade resolution and a third-quarter earnings season that has been better than feared on Wall Street, with the Dow rising 115 points, the Nasdaq up 47, S&P 500 up 11. And after hours, Uber announcing earnings beating analyst estimates for its third-quarter revenue as more people used its ride-hailing and Uber Eats restaurant delivery service, but the stock falling and after hours trading as the ride-hailing heavyweight is still losing vast sums of money. And shares of RealReal rising more than 3% in the extended session. The e-commerce seller of secondhand luxury goods reporting an over 50% jump in its third quarter sales. And burger joint Shake Shack topping Wall Street estimates for earnings, but not for same store sales or its outlook, with its shares dropping 12% after hours. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Well, I went to my source for this, and the audio has vanished. Well, that's my fault. I guess they took it down because it was causing some trouble. Basically, it was a dad who faked an interruption. He produced an interruption on their TV that said missiles had been launched.
Oh, I heard that this morning.
And that has disappeared from my source. I was playing it because it was one of those things. They must have taken it down because...
It sounded real.
Yeah,
that but... That voice, was that him?
Yeah, the dead are used, you know, like you can tell Siri to say certain things and then you can tape it and then play it back. We've done that. But and what a horrible thing to do. He had his family convinced that North Korea had launched missiles, naming cities. And in the electronic voice, the warning system sounded very, very authentic.
He could have ran with that, man.
Well, his family wanted to ram it up his ass. They were pissed, including the kids. You know, they just...
Well, yeah, they were scared to death.
Yeah. That's kind of the natural reaction when your a trusted source is telling you that Kim Jong-un is firing rockets loaded with nuclear warheads.
Do?
And those authentic voices, you can fake them like...
Hey, Alexa, can you order me another pepperoni pizza?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Huh?
Your blood pressure is through the roof.
What?
Maybe you should try eating a salad once in a while and do some push-ups. Or do you want me to call you Mr. Man Boobs?
Never mind. I'll just eat some carrots and broccoli.
Nice choice, Tubby. Now drop and give me 15.
Yeah, that's a thing. When you got one of those things telling you what to do.
That would work.
I now wish that I had taken the time to upload the sound clip this morning, but I figured it would still be here. But they took it down. But they did leave this.
There is this sense sometimes of the way of me making change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people.
Yeah, like
and
you.
That's enough. Like if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or used the wrong verb, then I can sit back and feel pretty good about myself. Because, man, you see how woke I was? I called you out. That's not activism. That's not bringing about change. If all you're doing is casting stones, you're probably not going to get that far. That's easy to do.
You never did that, did you?
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
That would explain the 8 miserable years we had under you. I'm getting pissed. Let's go to the traffic. What? You going to say?
No, you're good. Traffic.
Okay.
Wendell's funny.
All
right. That'll make you smile.
Fox News, and then it'll be 6 o'clock. No, it won't. It'll be 5. But my brain says it's 6.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Boy, we have a mass exodus going on from downtown Montgomery. If you're on I-85 approaching the 65 northbound exit, we're beginning to back up just a bit. It's slowing down there. I-85 to 65 southbound, doing a little bit better. Very busy at the interchange. No accidents on the interstate. The boulevard is very busy. We're picking up a lot of traffic on Norman Bridge outbound to 331. Madison, Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. A lot of traffic as well as 231 up to Wetumpka. Drive carefully and buckle up. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology.